KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. This happens every day in the entertainment industry. Someone walks into your office and says, "Hey, there's a story about you and your new project on the web," followed quickly by, don't read the comments. But how can you not read the comments? On the one hand, it's just sort of flattering and baffling that there are people in the world with that much energy and time and mind share to spare that they've actually got ready-made opinions about you. Well, we're talking about me here as usual, and within a couple of minutes of a story's being posted, they're up there commenting away. Now, the story I'm talking about here was about a project I'm involved with a lot of other talented people, I'd like to add, that just managed to land a wonderful and talented and brilliantly funny lead. The comments, on the other hand, were mostly about how old I am. Let me summarize for convenience. "Rob," the commenters seem to agree, "please die already and make room for younger writers." I mean, they said it nicer, some of them, but the gist was, "Him again?" Actually, that wasn't the gist. I think one of them said literally, "him again." Which, of course, I know the first rule of show business is everyone thinks someone else is keeping them from getting that big job, whatever it is. Wait, no, the first rule of show business is never read the comments. The second rule of show business is everyone thinks someone else is keeping them from getting that big job, from getting that big break, from putting a foot on the big ladder that leads from the apartment with the cottage cheese ceilings to the Spanish style on Carmelina and the tuition at Crossroads. But the third rule of show business, and this is the one that really counts, is that the second rule, if you let it get to you, will mess you up. Now, it's true that market forces mean that there are a lot of older writers now on the market for staff jobs, which pushes budgets out of whack and makes for fewer entry-level writing staff jobs per show. But on the other hand, there are a lot more shows on, a lot more shows. And besides, on any given day in Hollywood, you can find writers my age complaining about the reverse. You may not read about this in the comments section, but that's only because those writers are old, and the internet scares them. When I was a young writer, we used to make fun of the older writers who complained all the time. "I wrote 62 Mr. Eds, I can't get a meeting." And we'd laugh at the old guy and think, "Buddy, move to Ojai already. It's over." But that was when there really were only three networks. That was when the system was closed and cozy and run by a few powerful mandarins. I am, as one commenter pointed out helpfully, a poster boy for the old system where being in the right spot at the right time really did pay off. I joined this business in 1990 when I was a young man, and I have been very lucky. But a career in show business has always been a complicated blend of talent and luck. And when you find yourself complaining about a system that's tilted against you, even if it is, you're wasting your energy. Don't write comments. Write scripts. But that might just be me being sensitive. I am, in fact, getting older. It's my birthday in 4 days. And I like Ojai. And that's it for this week. Next week, The Downslope. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.